of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, if you think it's safe, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. You know, a week or so ago, I heard my pastor, Charles Jefferson, say something very important, and Bishop T.D. Jakes echoes that sentiment. It's about all lives matter versus Black Lives Matter. Here's what T.D. Jakes says. He says, I agree that all lives matter, but for some reason, semantics seem more pressing than the truth. All lives aren't having to teach their kids at the dinner table how to navigate systemic racism and microaggressions fueled by ignorance and hatred. All lives aren't disproportionately sentenced more severely and incarcerated more easily. All lives aren't dying disproportionately to COVID-19. All lives aren't crushed on the sidewalk for petty crimes. And lastly, all lives aren't significantly underpaid for the same jobs or denied housing, among other matters. Saying Black Lives Matter doesn't mean that white lives don't. I'm gonna let that soak in again. Saying Black Lives Matter doesn't mean that white lives don't. Saying we need a cure for breast cancer and asking everyone to wear pink isn't met with, well, we need a cure for Alzheimer's, so don't focus on breast cancer awareness. We have to do better at emphasizing and not minimizing as our brothers and sisters struggle for humanity under the knee of systemic racism. And as we look at today, what's going on in our world, today being Juneteenth, today's a celebration day. And what I urge you to do is take some time to study the history of this country, study the history of this state, and maybe this city too. You know, the fight for freedom is not over for African Americans. With thousands and millions of us facing persecution and racism every year. Now, there have been some great strides made to help ease all of this and bring understanding between people of every race. But only an appreciation for the difficult past and working together in love to change the future, that's the only thing that's going to really bring about the completion of what was started back in 1865. Juneteenth is our opportunity to address the racism that still exists in the United States. And you can't turn your back to that kind of thing. You have to recognize it for what it is. And we have to do our part in helping to put an end to it at last. All of us together as one. Amen. Amen. Hey, that's it, and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show. I hope that you enjoyed it. I enjoyed bringing it to you. I'm going to meet you again tomorrow morning at around 11 a.m. over at the First St. Mark Baptist Church. They're going to have a feeding there. They're going to be serving lunch for fathers all around the community. And if you're a dad in this community, then you are eligible. Come on over to the First St. Mark Baptist Church over on Reed Avenue. Listen for details coming up on this station. All right? Hey, listen. We'll be back following On Point Talk with Carlhead and David Christmas on Monday, hopefully. Until that time, remember this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So, until tomorrow, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYGKQJO.
Just for me. Many doors you've closed just for me. Sometimes sometimes you will say no, so I'll be tested in your fire to purify my desires, so my blessings won't be just for me. So caught up in myself, I couldn't see. The world did not revolve around me. So storms are in your will, so I can feel what others feel their needs. If I could speak honestly,
it don't feel good.
I want to invite you to check out The Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
We got
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.